Today we're going to discuss how to determine a proper sample size. When doing research, your sample size is incredibly important for validating your research because sample size reflects the reliability of your study. If you were to read a journal article titled something like "Study finds that college students on average have incomes of over $1,000 a month," you might be shocked. However, when you examine the article further, you may read that they only interviewed 10 students from one college in an economically successful area. While the study does represent a portion of the population, the sample size does not reflect the study's claim because the sample was not representative of all college students. In qualitative research, there is one key factor to keep in mind when determining sample size. This would be called data saturation. This is when a researcher continues to take in information until the research reveals no new results. Think of a researcher as a sponge. They absorb more and more information until they are full and there's nothing new to take in. For example, if you're gathering information about how people feel about yogurt, you would continue gathering people's responses until there's no new responses. Data saturation is all about getting as much information as possible until there's no new information to absorb. For quantitative research, there's two things that we really need to focus on: confidence level and statistical power. Like in the example mentioned in the intro of this reading, sample size is important in validating your study. In quantitative research, the larger your sample size is, the more representative of your population your study will be. So first we have confidence level. This one is very self-explanatory. As a researcher, this is how confident you are in your results. High confidence is super important because it further validates your study or your experiment. Next, we look at statistical power. This is the probability that your study will reveal a statistically significant effect when it occurs. This is the test that tells you whether or not you should have done the study.